We good? Okay. Hallelujah. You know, today and God's word this week, I was challenged. How many of you know that sometimes the word of God challenges you? And when the Lord was challenging me, what he was speaking to my heart about is, you know, do we take God's word lightly? Do we take his word lightly? You know, one of the things the Father was showing me is his word is pure, his word is true, and he has to do everything that he said. Amen. In other words, he can't change. He's unchangeable. Amen. So since he doesn't change, the ones that have to change is, in Romans chapter, you don't have to go there, but I'm just going to read this for a second. In Romans chapter 14, verse 12, it says, "So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." And today, I had this week he gave me a I'll call it a wow word. Like, wow. And the wow word was a word of warning. Amen? And I want to share some things with you today. And I want you to understand that I'm not implying that this has anything to do with anybody in the house. But God wants us to be aware of what's taking place in our world around us so that we can understand and realize and have revelation what's taking place. You know, the word of God, Jesus said, "Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold." Amen. So let's look at Ezekiel chapter 36, and let's look at our text. I'll begin to read it in verse number 16. It says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as an uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the countries according to their way and according to their doings I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathen, whither they went, they profaned my holy name. When they said to them, These are the people of the Lord and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, Thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen and gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. And a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God." I want to focus your attention this morning to verse number 23 for our message this morning. He says, "And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes." I titled this message this morning, "It's Insane to Profane." Amen. And we're going to look at three things out of our text this morning. We're going to look at the apostasy, we're going to look at the admonition, and we're going to look at the association, okay? And you'll get the understanding of these as we go to these points, okay? Can we lift the word in the house and make a declaration together? Repeat after me, say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God says I can have. I can be everything God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, we're so grateful again, Father God. We're grateful that you sent your word to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. So Spirit of the Lord, I speak, Father God. Holy Spirit, speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth come from you and not from me. Father God, may it minister to every heart and every life. Recognizing, Father God, there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus, as we're operating and moving in the spirit and not in the flesh. So Lord, be glorified and magnified in everything that's said here today, and we'll never cease to give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. First he says here, "And I will sanctify my great name." You know, there's something about the name of Jesus. It's pure. You know, one of the things, if you look at that Hebrew word, it comes from the Hebrew word kaldash. And the kaldash means to prove. God will prove his word. Amen? Amen. So we're not speaking just for the sake of talking. Amen? God will do everything he said he'll do in his word. And he spoke about an apostasy. Apostasy is a rebellion, a falling away, a departing, a leaving. Okay? Renouncing the name of Jesus. Just because somebody sins, that is an apostasy. Apostasy is rejecting Jesus. In other words, to reject Jesus as your Lord and Savior is an apostate state. It puts you in a state of apostasy. And there's many through the word that have rejected God. So first off, I want to build this one, Acts chapter 7. Turn with me to Acts chapter 7 in your word. Verse number 37. Remember, listen to me. When Ezekiel was prophesying, he was prophesying of the return of Israel, but understand that this was speaking in the church age, because he talked about after when the Spirit was in them with a new heart, a new flesh. So the prophecy is continuing forth. It's speaking today. Amen. We are in the church age. Amen. This is the age of Christ. So he's speaking to us today. It's just not an old word for the past. It keeps moving forward until he returns. Amen. It's like that word was spoken and it's going through time, and it's continued to go through time until Jesus returns. And when he returns, he meets the word and it becomes. Amen. So he said in Acts chapter 7, verse number 37, "This is that Moses which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me, him shall you hear. This is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, with our fathers, who received the lively oracles to give unto us, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, and in their hearts turned back again into Egypt, saying unto Aaron, make us gods to go before us, for as for this Moses, which brought us out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. And they made a calf in those days and offered a sacrifice unto the idol and rejoiced in the works of their own hands. And in other words, they would not wait on God. In other words, that whole generation never came out of the wilderness, besides Joshua and Caleb in the next generation. And the Lord says that they were, when we're looking at apostates, let's look at Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. The Aorists say it's in the light of the time and the voice that is spoken in the word. I've heard some people say that once you receive Christ that you won't leave him, but that's not true. I know many of people that once had Christ but now are atheists. I know many people that had Christ but now are Wicca and demonic rituals and darkness. So listen to me. God's saying that, hey, let's open our eyes and our ears to hear. Here's what the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4. He says, for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again to repentance, seeing they crucified themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burnt. Let me say something to you. I'm not talking about someone that sins or falls into sin. I'm talking about individuals that totally reject Jesus as being their Lord and Savior. Amen. You know, you say, well, how could they do that? Because of the world we live in. Because of the temptation of the adversary, because of the devil. And if you learn it, look at 1 John chapter 2, verse number 15. The word of God says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in them. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He says, little children, it is the last time. And as you've heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out because that it might be made manifest that they were not of us at all. And what the Apostle John is seeing here, and John the Beloved is writing, is that some that are in the house truly aren't in Christ. Because he says if they were in with us, they would have never left us. And I'm not talking about leaving Greatest Freedom Ministries. I'm talking about leaving the body of Christ. Amen. People are going to go and people are going to come. And it doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with people that reject Christ. You know, there's a religion now that's one of the largest denominations in the world right now is declaring that the devil, Lucifer, all right, the morning star, and Jesus is the son of Lucifer because he's the bright morning star. They're declaring that. They're declaring that atheists will make it to heaven if they do good works. They're declaring that there's ever a different methods to make it to heaven, that Jesus isn't the only way. But the Bible says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man can come to the Father but by me. There's no other way. There's no other method. He is the way, the truth, and he is the life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of confusing things out there. The adversary is raising his head like never before. The Bible says, because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. But they that adore to the end, the same shall be saved. It's not how we start a race, it's how we finish it. I don't know about you, but I'm going to cross the finish line. I've got to give it all I got. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else here with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when these people come and start bringing in these damnable hearsays and this wickedness, you recognize it's not from God. Amen. It's not from him, because he will never go outside of his word. He's pure and holy, and he can't. It's amazing if you get revelation, when God speaks, it's automatic. Hallelujah. But he says this, but you have the unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Speaking of the Holy Spirit. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is the Antichrist. Anybody that denies Christ is an Antichrist. Amen. That denieth the Father and Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same have not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So when those people come knock on your door, when the Jehovah Witness comes walking and knocking at your door, that word of God says in 2 John, verse number 10, if anyone comes to you and has not this gospel, receive him not into your house or wish them Godspeed. For whoever blesses them is a partaker of their evil deeds. Hallelujah. We're not buying the lies of the adversary. We're speaking the truth, and we're walking in authority and power because we're children of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but that gets me a little bit excited. Amen. And the Lord showed us that these things were coming. Amen. He showed us. So they shouldn't catch us by surprise. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, you can join us. You could be one of the 144,000. That's the only ones that are going to make it. You can be part of this team. My Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. But what is God saying this for? He says, hey, he will sanctify his name. He will prove his name. He says, secondly, because they profane my name. They profane my name. In other words, they brought his name reproach. Amen. They reproached his name. They didn't show honor to his name. Amen. Look with me in Proverbs 30. I want you to get a hold of this too. Solomon, the richest and wisest man ever. Okay? Listen to what he says in Proverbs chapter 30 and get an understanding of this. Solomon didn't ask for riches. Solomon asked for wisdom. And the word of God says in Proverbs 30, verse 5, this is wisdom. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. Two things have I required of thee. I require of thee, deny me them not before I die. Solomon asked for two things, all right? Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. He says, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and take the name of my God in vain. You know, in other words, listen to me. Because that was Solomon's heart, because he had a heart after God, God couldn't help but bless him. God could trust him with what he was giving him. Amen. Amen. He said, hey man, if I've got everything, I ain't gonna need anything, and I ain't gonna need you. But if I'm poor and I don't have anything, I might do something to get it out of my flesh. But he is saying to us that that's wisdom. Hey, in whatever state you find yourself, be content. You know, in other words, if you can't be content where you are, you ain't going to be content where God's going to take you to. Amen? Hello? Going to Romans 2, and I just want to, I said, Lord, do I have to go here? Hallelujah. I want you to get a hold of something today. That God, through his son, gave you and I a new heart.
That's right, amen.
And he put his spirit within us. And we're held to a higher level than even the Jews were. You understand that? Listen to this. Listen to what Paul says in Romans 2. He's talking about the ones that the Jews, they were complaining about the Gentiles because the Gentiles weren't circumcised in the flesh. But the Jews weren't keeping the law. Amen. They were doing everything. They were sinning and they were doing all these things. And here's what the Apostle Paul said. Verse 23. He said, thou that makest the boast of the law, through breaking the law, dishonorest thou God. For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. For the circumcision verily profiteth if thou keep the law. But if thou be a breaker of the law, thy circumcision is made uncircumcision. Therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for him circumcision? And shall not the uncircumcision, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter in circumcision does transgress the law? For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is in the outward, in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. In other words, what Paul was saying, he was saying, you couldn't keep the law, you were a Jew and you were circumcised in the flesh, but God through the Spirit's going to circumcise your heart. And God through the Spirit is going to reside in you and is going to help you to fulfill the law. Understand something with me. I'm not talking about sacrifices and so forth. I'm saying the law wasn't abolished in Christ Jesus. He is the fulfillment of the law, and God holds us at a higher level there because we have his spirit inside of us. Amen? I don't know about you, but when I sin, it doesn't take long for the Holy Spirit to say I was wrong. Hello? You know, and when I'm wrong, what does he want me to do? He wants me to repent. You know, I can't argue with the Holy Spirit. I never win. Hello? You know, what Paul was saying in Colossians chapter 2. I'm just going here for a minute. I didn't really want to go here, but I'm going to go here. Verse 11. We're talking about being circumcised in the Spirit. Colossians 2:11 says this, in whom also you were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and the putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. He circumcised our heart. Man looks on the outward appearance. God, he's looking upon our hearts. Amen. And what the Father was is saying to you and I is, in Christ Jesus, amen, we can do that. He said to the Jews, he said he was going to pour clean water on them. He was going to create them a new heart. He was going to put his spirit within them. And then he would be sanctified in them. In other words, they would be a vessel of honor in the world, that the world would see that they are not of this world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. Amen? And in other words, God wants to get us in this position because God is getting ready to move in such a mighty way, and we've got to be in position of glory. Amen? In other words, God is sanctifying his house. God is bringing us back to him. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but hey, there's all kinds of things I had to get on my face before the Lord and ask forgiveness. Amen. It's kind of simple things. It's just like this morning. What used to aggravate me when I was a child in church is my dad always corrected me in front of people and maybe sitting in front or whatever. And I have my two grandsons here today. And here I'm trying to correct them. And my darling wife says, "Isn't that what your daddy did to you?" and all of a sudden, I said, "Man, I want them not to be in a place that they don't want to come to church." Amen. The Holy Spirit can move on them just the same as the Holy Spirit can move on me. Amen. Amen. So, hey, I got corrected by the Holy Spirit of wife, is what it's called. Amen. You know, but when she said it, there was something that changed completely in my heart. Now, would I want them to be perfectly good little children in church? Absolutely. But would I want y'all to be good little children in church? Absolutely. And most of y'all weren't good little children at church either. But you don't see yourself. You just see everyone else. I'm looking in the mirror when I'm talking, okay? Hallelujah. I'm not just saying it to you. I'm saying it to us. Amen. Amen. We want this house to be a place of love where everybody is received and accepted in the name of Jesus. Okay? Amen. Amen. And everybody's going to come in at different looks and different things. It's really funny. This week I was running in the park and oh, I forgot, Barbara. Yeah. We never sang y'all's song, did we? Wow. 1 minute. Just 1 moment. I'm going to do it in a minute. Hallelujah. I knew I was supposed to do something. I repent. You know, I about sharing the love of God. I run in the park every day, and I was running, and there's these two ladies that walk a dog in the morning, and these ladies have tattoos over their entire bodies, and I've been communicating and talking to them. And it's kind of interesting because the other day I stopped them and I talked to them. And I said, "I have a question. I'm curious. Could you answer this, or if you want to?" And they said, "Okay, whatever. What?" And I said, does these tattoos have a story?" And she said, "Yeah, most of them have a story. I could talk about different things and times in my life when this took place and this took place." And I was opening, I'm moving on opening up the door, and I saw the door was open, but it wasn't open. But what the Father was speaking to me about, hey, it may be like 5 minutes, y'all can sit down. Let me get a chair for you, Barbara, you can sit there too. Sit down until I'm ready for you to sing. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit, it's kind of interesting. The Holy Spirit has given me an opportunity. I haven't shared it yet, but I'm going to share it. The opportunity was, I'm going to ask them if their heart's been tattooed yet. Because when Christ comes in, he tattoos our heart. That he tattoos it with a stamp of ownership. That we belong to him. Hallelujah. You know, and as this word, it comes, the admonition, a word of admonishing the children of Israel. He was saying, hey, you've profaned my name in the midst of people. And 2 Peter chapter 1. He reminds us in verse number 1, 2 Peter 2, verse number 1. He says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false prophets, false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious or wicked ways, as a reason of whom by the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Listen to this. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down into hell, and delivered them in the chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly, and deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked, for the righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after their flesh and the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, self-willed, and they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Boy, aren't we living in that world now. Hallelujah. And the Lord's saying to us today, he was saying to us that he will sanctify his great name. He will do everything he said. And even in the midst of when we profane the name or we dishonor God, amen, it isn't over yet. And in other words, you know what you do? You ask forgiveness. You know, you repent. You know, the Bible says the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, like some men count slackness, but he's long-suffering to usward. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. So then we're looking at the association, and we'll get to you girls in a minute. I think we're going to do a closing song. What do you think?
All right, that's fine.
Because God's going to wash their eyes with tears that they're going to see today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's going to wash their eyes with tears that we may see also. Hallelujah. Turn with me in your Bibles to Exodus chapter 19. I just want to establish this before I go where I'm going, and then we'll close. I'll just say in the first close. I might have six or seven or eight closes. Oh, that's everybody says, man, I could let down my barrier now. He's getting ready to close. Survive that message.